From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Of course, Rob Center, where he's been for the past weeks and very much appreciated, taking good care of us all the time, including last week. And so we're grateful for his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, TJ Ikey is back, president and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. I always feel like, I only talk to her formally once a month or so. I always feel like there's so much to catch up on, so much you are doing. What do they say? You get 20 pounds out of a 10-pound bag. Well, you guys do about 100 pounds out of a 10-pound bag. It's just crazy up there.
And some days it really feels it too, Mark, I'll tell you. So this coming week is just insane as well, but it's all good stuff, and it's all what we're supposed to be doing as a Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I always think you're always kind of on hyperdrive. It just never seems to me. How you managed to get through, you went through a period of time where you didn't have one of your good staff members there, you know, but you were between people to fill a good job. And so you go down to what, about six full timers?
Oh my gosh, I would just be in heaven to have six. We've never had six. Okay. Four includes myself. So now we're back up to four, including myself. At one point it was two, and then three, and so now we're actually back. Our new hire completed his final first week last week. So now he's on board officially. He got that first weekend, and we hit the ground running with lots of events and early mornings. And so I think we broke him in good, and I hope when I get to the office this morning, he's there and ready for week two.
Well, and I think there's probably some folks may think of some local chamber somewhere that's more of like a quiet merchants association, and you need two people to do it, and they do it okay. But you guys you literally have about 200 things going on simultaneously.
Yeah, and folks don't even realize sometimes all the things that are going on behind the scenes. Our facility is used 24/7 by our members, and that requires us as well. So we're multiple places at multiple times. We're getting very good at being efficient and very effective in doing so. And we also have our board and our committees that we heavily rely on as well. So, you know, I'm going to scoot out of here this morning and go meet with some of my committees, and I'm going from there to a council meeting, and, you know, then from there back to the office to get ready to do staff meeting. And that's just the beginning of our week, and it doesn't typically slow down, but I think it's just something that we all find rewarding, so we kind of feed off of that. We don't really get too tired.
Yeah, you sort of have the same people on the same team. You're all on the same page, so it's one of those rare places you go where everybody's pulling 100% forward all the time. Business educator coordinator job was open for a short time, and now it's filled.
Yeah, so it was open since April, and like I said, last week was the first final week of our new business and education coordinator, Ryan Workman, and for the first time that I'm aware of is an opportunity where we had someone on the board of directors who applied for an internal position. So it's kind of unique. He knows what the chamber does from the outside looking in, and so that gives him a different perspective, I believe. So he's not completely new. He does have an idea of what we do and what we stand for, and now he gets to see how we make all the magic happen from the outside in. So I'm really excited. He's really done a great job so far, and he's very familiar not only with us but the fellow members of the chamber and the team as well, so it makes it a really good, comfortable fit. And we're just so excited to have somebody on board who is a servant mind and really gets what we do and is passionate about it as well.
Okay, and the business education, just to be clear here, explain what that is. I mean, really, he's going to be 100 places in the weeks ahead.
Absolutely. So the Education Association is a third arm of the Central PA Chamber, and it's its own standalone not-for-profit, but the Central PA Chamber does support it heavily in regards to monetary and leadership as well. But he's going to have a lot of work cut out for him. We're kind of revamping and refocusing all of our programs to make sure that we not only focus on students, which we have been in the past, but the Article of Incorporation for this not-for-profit also says that we must focus on employers as well. So I foresee us doing a lot of different outings to get folks familiar with one another on the educators' end as well as the employers' end. I created a steering committee, which is going to be getting to hit the ground here soon and sit down and meet, and just make sure there's a lot of programs out there there are some redundant programs, and we want to make sure we're not a part of that redundancy. I want to make sure that we're there to help be a conduit, make sure folks know what's out there, but also where the holes are. We can make sure that we can fill those and do what's most needed from the majority.
And what will be some sessions or activities that lay people like myself could see that the business education coordinator is doing?
Yeah, so the past programs we've done is Building Leaders for the Susquehanna Valley, which is a high school junior program. We actually had two graduates from that program at our recent legislative breakfast on Friday, and they really shined bright, and it was a really great opportunity to see that those programs benefited them. But we also do career fairs as well with our students, job shadowing, helping coordinate and get those job shadowings going, and also just trying to make sure that students are aware of the important things that schools align with employers, such as attendance and no bullying and giving a good effort and those kinds of things. So there's a lots of different things that we've been doing that we're going to probably continue to do, but just a little better, and also work more with employers and students as well, maybe some apprenticeships, some internships, and things like that.
Okay, so yeah, making sure teaching respect is something that you're trying to do in the workplace. And that sort of goes along with getting along in the workplace. All right, so business education coordinators on the job. So this individual is Ryan Workman. He's got a lot to do. He hails from Lycoming County. So, all right, we see you standing in front of a shiny new car with some nice decals on it. Tell me about that. Central PA's new Mazda is on the road, right?
Absolutely. So, beknownst to me, our board of directors took initiative and they decided that we needed some marketing on the road. And so they purchased this Mazda CX-30 from W&L Subaru, who we're really grateful for, that worked with us. And then we put a bid out for decaling to make sure folks knew who we were when they saw us on the open road. And Middle Creek Signs from Beavertown, actually, or Beaver Springs, is the one that came up with the best bid and the best design. And we've had it several places so far. It stops traffic, indeed. And we actually, the car is getting invites to various outings before I do anymore. So I'm assured it's going to have a special parking spot and folks want to see it. So I think it is a real good eye catcher, and it's just another way to inform folks what we do and also show them everywhere we're at. On Friday's morning's breakfast we had at the Watson Inn, we have the car parked out front, and there's some ribbon cuttings we've been to recently. There's no mistaking who's there when they see this car parked out front.
That's fabulous. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, it's an eye catcher with good decaling, so not overstated, but certainly 100% clear. And this is your car to drive around all the time, or the whole chamber is going to share?
So I am told it's my car to drive all the time. I'm so far been doing it Monday through Friday, but weekends I'm still trying to keep a low profile sometimes. So I might get more accustomed to it. But when you're sitting at a stoplight with a car that's so beautifully decaled and really in your face, you wonder why folks are stopping and staring. And so I got to get accustomed to that as well.
All right, we'll put a picture of this on our Facebook page a little bit later on this morning after we're done with the interview, and we share that and promote it a little bit. You have the annual meeting coming up on October 27th. Now, we'll talk more about this at 7:40 when you come back. It's at the Silver Moon, October 27th. Joey Lye, the Olympian and Lewisburg resident, and just a great coach and mentor, is going to be the speaker there. Real quickly, make a pitch for folks to consider attending the annual meeting.
Absolutely, Mark. You said it very well, and it is in Lewisburg, and it's open to the public. A lot of folks don't realize this is open to the public. We just ask that you kindly register in advance. The deadline is quickly approaching, but you're going to get an outstanding meal, and you're going to meet a lot of different folks, but you're going to see all the exciting things happening in our region as well. So I really do truly encourage you, if you have nothing else to do, come out, enjoy a great meal, meet some new folks, and appreciate all the good things that we don't really get to hear about too often that are happening within our neighborhoods.
So yeah, this is a great opportunity for folks, and you'll hear some inspirational words from Joey Lye, the main speaker, because I've seen some of her YouTube videos. Just a tremendous bottom line, kind of really inspirational person. You have Inside Jobs activities coming up. One is at Timber Haven Log and Timber Home. So just tell us briefly about that.
Yeah, so Inside Jobs is something we started back in 2017, and there are so many awesome products made here in our region that maybe we use and we don't realize what all goes into making them, or maybe we never even realize are made here and sent all over the world, or just even all over the globe for various reasons. And we like to do these, and we were gracious enough to get an invite from Timber Haven Log Homes, and I've been watching their site, and there's so many things you can do, even if you're not in in the budget for a new log home. They have all these different things that you can do now to incorporate some of that feeling into your current home. And I think that's really exciting, but it's really fun to go and see behind the scenes and see what all is being made here in our region, and kind of get a whole new appreciation for the things that we do and we know here in our region.
Yeah, they've been featured in some national videos, so folks around the world have had an opportunity to see them. All right, seminar and training sessions, these are always important. What's on the agenda in that regard?
Yes, so we do have a marketing seminar coming up. Jeff Schaefer, our communications director, is trying to educate folks in regards to all the benefits with their chamber membership that they can use that have various aspects of marketing. Some are completely free, and others have a very nominal fee. And we're still working hard on those elevator pitches. We want folks to know, you know, be prepared. When you bump into that person you've been wanting to meet, we don't want you to stumble over your words or talk too long. We want you to have something ready, right to the point, to catch their eye, catch their ear, get an attention, and set up an appointment. So we have those constantly going on. And a project of Ryan Workman, our education coordinator, also is seminars. So he is working right now on a various list of seminars that our members have been requesting, and he's lining up those special folks to come in and do the presentations, so there'll be a lot on the way soon.
All right, in just a few words, what do folks request? I'm always interested in staying up sort of how you can apply technology to our jobs today. What else are people requesting?
One of the big things we've been getting right now, and it's more from the not-for-profit sector, is their food handling and their safe serve, if you will. So we've been so inclined to work the Department of Agriculture before, and there's some things that are like Safe Serve, but slightly different and much less as far as cost for not-for-profit. So we're working on that right now to get it lined up. You know, a lot of them do fundraisers that involve food, and so they do need those handling classes as well. And then we have a lot of folks, like you said, that want to try to be very efficient with their time and make sure they're using all their electronics to the fullest of their capacity. So we have some really great, highly intelligent folks in that avenue, and we're working on getting their schedules aligned with ours and see what we can get set up.
All right, we're talking to TJ Eike, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. We'll come back at 7:40. We'll continue our conversation about some of the goings on at the Chamber, but we'll also talk to Joey Lai of Lewisburg, that Canadian Olympian coach to Bucknell, but now doing speaking and inspirational talks, really just about any place, young people, old people, anybody who wants to hear from her. We'll hear about "I am the best at what I do," which is her key turbocharger phrase that she uses. So I think we're going to enjoy this conversation coming up at 7:40. You're listening to WKOK Sunrise.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center doing a fabulous job. We know that to be true because he takes great care of us every day, makes sure the podcasts are up and running, and helps fill in when I get a day off. So we're always very grateful for his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, TJ Eike is here, President and CEO of the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Our first segment at 7:10, we talked about the new business education coordinator, the inside jobs coming up at Timber Haven Log and Timber Homes. Also, we are going to talk about in this segment last Friday's legislative event where they heard from Timothy DeFore, who's just making a tremendous name for himself around the state. It's sort of that soft-spoken greatness that people are hearing in. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But we're glad to say that they do have an annual meeting coming up. It is October 27th at the Silver Moon. And Joey Lai, some folks around here know she's around because she lives up in Lewisburg, but hails from Canada, has a silver medal from the Canadian Olympic team playing softball, and has brought her story about training just exceedingly hard and having a success mindset, I'm going to call it. Her TED talk talked about, "I am the best at what I do." And we're lucky enough to have her on the news line this morning. So, Joey, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be here this morning.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I call it a turbocharger line, this reference in the video where you talk about, I am the best at what I do. Is that a glimpse of what you're going to talk about with the Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce on October 27th, this idea of having this, you know, success mindset?
I think that kind of filters into everything I do now, so there will definitely be a touch of that. Our theme for the meeting is strength through knowledge, so I'll be talking a lot about getting to know yourself and utilizing your superpowers and leaning on the others around you, but mindset will definitely be pulled into that.
Well, strength through knowledge, that's interesting because that we talked with TJ just earlier today, this idea that they do a lot of continuing education events, trying to make sure that folks are up to date with the area companies around here and what they offer and how, what was it, Middleburg Signs? Middle Creek Signs mm-hmm. is so much more than just signage. So this idea of being informed at a chamber event, that sort of speaks to your topic, this idea of having a great knowledge base as you move forward?
Yes, absolutely. And starting with knowledge of yourself. There's so much more power we can have and share in the world when we know ourselves on a deeper level. So that's going to be kind of my starting point, and then we'll build off of that.
Well, before you look forward, you look in the mirror. So tell us about this idea of sort of knowing your capabilities and abilities and sort of where you can go. That seems to be part of your conversation.
Absolutely. So throughout my training for the Olympics, one of the things that I knew about myself was that confidence didn't come easily to me, and it was something that I would have to work on every single day. And so the idea of I am the best at what I do became a daily reminder on my phone that went off every morning to just remind me to be intentional about that mindset. And so that began with knowing myself, and I was able to then set myself up to continue growing that confidence and being able to perform on the Olympic stage. And so, you know, knowing what fills our bucket, knowing what drains us, knowing what we need in a given moment, it allows us to show up in a more powerful way for ourselves and for those around us.
But now you are a coach of not softball teams, but people in business. You're still mentoring and doing public speaking events, and I call them inspirational talks. We certainly know that to be true. But yet, I just read something, I think either on your Wikipedia page or maybe on the Bucknell's articles, that you're an introvert, and your wife sometimes says, what, are you alive or are you breathing or something like this? Because you're so quiet?
I'm very much an introvert, and I think I'm someone who tries not to ride highs too high or lows too low, and so just, you know, sometimes there's moments where she's like, hey, what's going on in there? So she pulls some extra kind of thoughts and emotions out of me as I navigate through life, but yeah, so definitely an introvert. Actually, chose courses in college based on if they had a speaking portion, if there was a presentation. If there was, I would not take the class. That is how much I did not want to be in the spotlight or get up in front of the class. And so it's kind of ironic, and also I'm proud of how far I have come to build a career around speaking in front of others now.
Well, we certainly know from social media and just to conversation around here, lots of folks are looking up to you now, and you are undoubtedly the mentor for numerous individuals. To whom do you look for mentoring? Who's an inspiration in your life? Who sort of set you on this path that you're on now?
I think growing up, my parents played a huge role in that. My dad owned his own business, co-owned a business when I was growing up, and so I saw what hard work looked like. There were numerous female athletes, actually, that lived in my area. I went to their camps all the time and was able to get that inspiration about, you know, striving to be the best you can possibly be. And then now, currently, I've been, you know, looking and searching and connecting with people who are doing what I want to do. And one of those people is Jen Kronenberger. She lives in the Westchester area right outside of Philadelphia and is a public speaker and inspiration. And she's actually contracted by the giant company who I've been working part-time for since the pandemic hit. And so I was connected with her and have been able to, you know, lean on her for advice as I get this business growing. And then the chamber has been amazing, the Small Business Development Center here in Lewisburg. So just trying to connect with as many people who kind of have the knowledge that I'm seeking to help me grow.
Yeah, Joey, we're so excited to have you with us on the 27th, and I think it's going to be another big stage for you to interact and network with a lot of more folks that you've yet to meet that are going to be very inspired.
Well, and thank you so much for checking in this morning, Joey. We're going to see you on the 27th, but I think we either tentatively or actually have scheduled some future conversations with you here at WKOK, so I'm looking forward to those. Stay in touch. Joey.ly.com, that's the website to reach you?
Joey-ly.com.
All right, very well. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for checking in this morning, and we will talk again.
Thank you so much for having me, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. That is Joey Ly of Lewisburg. Came from Canada, but now living in Union County, and just a Canadian medalist on their softball team, and has been a coach at Bucknell University, and now doing inspirational speaking. So what else will you have at the annual meeting, as though that somehow wouldn't be enough, please?
Yeah, well, we always have surprise factors, you know, so I can't give you too much, but I can give you just enough to entice you. As Joey said about superpowers, that is pretty much our theme for that event. We're going to help you find your superpowers, and we're also going to help you just kind of figure out how to unleash those and share them as well. Lots of giveaways, lots of swag. We're going to have an entertainment factor that's going to be going on while we're interacting and eating our lunch before the actual award ceremony begins. So it's going to be a high-tech entertainment factor that allows you to take a little something home with you as well. So it involves a little participation, and it's something from the city, if you will. So it's something that's high and upcoming and in the Harrisburg area that we're bringing here for our folks to be exposed to. So I'm super excited for that. Of course, the food. Scott and his crew at Feast of Flavor, the food and the buffet is, you know, incredible. And the awards. You know, we're going to be giving 4 Impact Awards away. And no one will know who those recipients are until that moment when we say their name from the stage. So I am super excited. We have 4 very deserving individuals that are going to be really surprised. And without a doubt, there'll be some tears shed as well. And so that's always the real beautiful part of it as well, to be able to recognize in front of their peers folks who have went above and beyond.
All right. So we're going to look forward to that October 27th. CentralPAChamber.com will give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation?
Absolutely. So again, the annual meeting is open to the public, and a huge thank you and shout out to Service First Federal Credit Union for being our meal and venue sponsor. There still are sponsorships available, and if you have any questions and you wonder if you would be welcome to attend, again, just give our office a call, 570-742-7341.
Yes, CentralPAChamber.com, the website to go to. Thank you so much, TJ, for the update.
Always my pleasure as well.
TJ Ikey, President and CEO, Central Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce, CentralPAChamber.com.